And you can get this grant, but as long as you do not promote abortion, because that's where I draw the line. Here's what he said about, you can believe what you want, but you ain't getting any money for this job program if you are anti-abortion. Here's what he said.
Defending rights and freedoms is at the core of who I am, and quite frankly, is at the core of what Canada is. In this country, we defend each other's rights, even when they're unpopular, as we've seen a couple of times. At the same time, we need to know that there is a difference between freedom of expression and acting on those expressions and beliefs.
What does that exactly mean? Freedom of expression and acting. So can you now say you're anti-abortion? Can you still get the money? Or is it just the action? It was confusing to a lot of people, especially because they don't want, this government doesn't want some conservative MPs to funnel money to groups that are essentially anti-abortion and give them funding for the summer. So we called up Ray Pennings, the executive vice president of Carters. That's basically a think tank. That's a religious-based think tank. They call themselves neutral. They're nonpartisan, but they, you know, they're a faith-based organization. And I asked Ray, what did he make of Trudeau's difference there between those freedom of expression and acting on those freedoms? Here's what he said.
Well, I think the Prime Minister is advocating for a particular political agenda around what he calls charter values, which actually is an interesting concept itself. The Charter of Freedom provides rights. What the, you know, the context of the Canada Student Job application is requiring employers not to just respect individual rights in the charter, but attest that they agree with the underlying values of the charter. Now, what does that mean? You know, depending on who's in government or who's saying it, our courts are always interpreting the values underlying the charter. I think, you know,
well, his point, on abortion is his government's got a pretty clear position of choice and access to abortion. And his government does not want to fund programs that in any way restrict choice. That's his point.
That's his point. So what is he doing in order to achieve that? He's requiring everybody who applies for a Canada Student Job program, which includes small employers with less than 50 employees, which, if I read the government's promotion of last year's program, are the vast majority of those jobs. Nonprofit organizations who are doing everything from Indigenous rights to taking care of Syrian refugees. He is saying that unless you check a box that say you agree with me on this issue, you're not eligible to apply for student funding. This doesn't just apply to...
Right, but he calls it a freedom of speech issue. It's a limit. Do you buy that?
No, actually, what it is, it's a violation of conscience issue. What he is basically saying is, unless you are willing to check the box that you agree with my position and my government's position on certain issues, you can think what you want, but you're not allowed to act on it. And to do that, we're going to require you to check a box.
Right. Now, his point, I'll read the quote from him. Women have fought for generations for the right to control their own bodies, to choose for themselves. When those beliefs lead to actions aimed at restricting a woman's right on what to do with her body, that is where we draw the line. So his point is, I'm not going to fund programs that do that. That's what he says. And that's why he's going to restrict funding.
But that's not what he's doing. What he's doing is saying, I will not fund, not programs that don't do it. I won't fund anyone who disagrees with me, regardless of what the program is.
He says, I'm not defending him. I'm just trying to get your reaction. His point is, your views and people who are not pro-choice are out of step with society, out of sync. That's a problem.
He may or may not be right. Those are political questions to be determined through the political process. The issue at court, you know, let's be realistic. How many jobs, you know, there was some controversy about a couple of organizations. Of the tens of thousands of student jobs that are being talked about here, there are a handful, 10, 20, 30, maybe 50, I have no idea, that are in those sorts of organizations, a very small minority. in order to do that, he is saying to every a small business person in Calgary who is wanting to employ some students for a very worthwhile community project to give them experience, to say, you have to check the box that you agree with me, even though your business may have nothing to do.
Well, these are faith-based. He's basically saying it might be a small business. It could be a faith-based organization, right? And if they want a wage subsidy for a summer job for post-secondary or secondary students, right, they've got to attest that they will not be promoting anything that restricts the right to an abortion. That's fundamentally his point, right?
No, because it says two things. It says, one, the job itself, but it also says in the guidelines, the organization's mandate can't deal with it. So it doesn't just have to do with what the job's about.
So
if I own a small business, right, I apply. I'm agnostic on abortion. As a business, I have nothing, you know, I have a business creating clothes and doing whatever. I will apply for a summer job. I have to check that the mandate of this business upholds the values underlying the charter, which includes, and then they're spelled out, and particularly with a view to abortion. Now, let's say I'm the business owner, and I personally, the business doesn't have an opinion one way or the other. He's forcing me to have an opinion. He's saying in order to be a fully participating Canadian and having all the rights of Canadian citizenship, you have to check that box or your application will not be considered.
And I understand that. I think, again, I'm just trying to get at where he draws on. I frankly don't understand this, but I'm trying to get it. He says, Trudeau said, there are organizations that couch themselves in freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and freedom of conscience, which, of course, you can do, and you can do whatever you want. But when those beliefs lead to actions determined to restrict your right, that's where I think we draw the line in this country. Like, this is the thing. He says, hey, have your opinion. I'm cool with that. You want to be whatever views you have on abortion. But if your organization is in any way restricting it, we ain't going to fund you. That's what this is about.
So let me ask the question, Evan. If you and I were sitting at a bar having this conversation right now, presumably that would be just each of us having our freedom of expression. The fact is that you're on the radio, and I work for a think tank, and you called me, so I'm wearing a hat. Presumably I'm engaged in activity, not just freedom of expression right now.
Yes. So if you came out and said you're anti-free, but if you were if you're protesting or if you're distributing literature that's, let's say, anti-abortion, right? And then the government's going to restrict your funding. They're going to restrict your access to these wage subsidies, full on. And I guess my question is, should governments do that? Do you believe a government should say, unless you're in line with my views, you're out? Because governments do that all the time. They cut funding to things they don't believe in, and they fund things they do believe in. That's why we elect governments, isn't it?
But the government, it's one thing to proactively say. I just looked at last year's guidelines. They say we're going to give priority to fund it to groups dealing with Canada 150, Indigenous groups, all the others. It's one thing for a government to say we are going to prioritize the things that align with our agenda. And through some sort of points system.
Right.
It's quite another to say to groups that are engaged in things, and I think the important thing is here, they're not just cutting funding to people involved in the abortion. They are cutting funding to anyone who has that view, regardless of what they're applying for the money for.
Thought police-ish. Ray, do you think there will be a charter challenge against the Liberal government on this?
Absolutely.
There will be.
No doubt about it. And I, you know, while obviously, you know, pro-life groups and family groups would be there, my guess is the charter challenge will come from a small business who says, sorry, government, why should my ability to hire a student and give him a job opportunity be conditioned on me signing some sort of statement about what my political beliefs are?
Ray Pennings, Executive Vice President of CARS. Ray, great conversation. I appreciate it very much, sir.
So, thank you so much, Evan.